G'day business owners, Peter Fitzgerald with the Handbook for Business. Let's talk about the need to repent. God created all of us for a purpose in both the spiritual and physical realms. In the physical, many are drawn into the marketplace to run a business. Without doubt, Christians should be the kings of the marketplace on behalf of the King of Kings. But in the main, they aren't. The question is why? And the answer is relatively simple. First, they don't adhere to biblical management and marketing principles. And second, most owners don't have a business, they have a job. And if they employ staff, it's an enterprise. Generally, they didn't set out to build a business. The main goal was to replace the income earned in their old job. My counsel for business owners? By definition, a business is a profitable commercial enterprise that can continue operating exactly the same even when the owner is absent for any length of time. To test this, ring and tell your 2IC, I'll be uncontactable for a month. See you when I get back. If the operation can continue without missing a beat, you have a business. If you currently own a job or enterprise but want to own a business, you need to repent. That's right, repent. It means to change your mind, find a new way, or go in a different direction as you transition from the old model to a kingdom business that includes these traits. Recognition that the true owner is the King of Heaven. Accepting the purpose is not to make money, but to serve. The vision being pursued is God-honoring. Every decision aligns with the Word of God. All systems and procedures are fully documented and work efficiently. The marketing strategy is based on loving your neighbour. Management is based on key numbers, targets, and tracking variances. And a significant portion of the profit is invested into the kingdom. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.